New Rochelle.
Soundshore Medical Center encourages you to know the salt numbers. About 75% of the salt we eat comes from packaged, processed, store-bought food and restaurant meals, especially fast food. 15% comes from salt added during cooking and at the table, and 10% is found naturally in food. Reducing salt intake reduces the risk of high blood pressure, heart attack, and stroke. Shaking the salt habit is in your hands. And that's why Soundshore Medical Center encourages you to know the salt numbers.
This is Charles Buscemi at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney's World Headquarters in Purchase, New York. I've been on the radio in New York State for over 25 years, during which our nation has gone through many changes and been confronted by financial upheaval and political turmoil. Through it all, I've been privileged to enjoy the confidence of many thousands of radio listeners on WVOX and WVIP who have bestowed their confidence and trust in me and my Morgan Stanley Smith Barney Associates. My business card says Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor, but to those careful and astute investors who have entrusted a good portion of their hard-earned wealth to me and mine over the years, I become so much more than that. If your portfolio and holdings are in need of a timely review, I'd be very glad to arrange a conference where we could sit down and for no cost or obligation review what your financial investment goals are. We're at 2000 Westchester Avenue, right off the Hutch in Westchester County. You can call me direct at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney's headquarters at 914-225-7158. Once again, that's 914-225-7158. My secretary's name is Sandra, and she'll be glad to set up an appointment. 914-225-7158.
Updated weather forecast for today, calling for a cloudy Thursday. There'll be some patchy fog and drizzle. Might be a few showers, especially during the afternoon, but drizzle and fog for the early going. Temperatures in the upper 60s. Cloudy weather, some showers, mainly after midnight tonight, with nighttime lows down to 60 to 65. And showers are likely on Friday, too. Maybe even a thunderstorm in the afternoon or evening. A chance of rainfall tomorrow, 80%, as high temperatures range into the mid-70s. So that chance of showers and a slight chance of a thunderstorm during the evening. The trend will be towards some drier weather moving in overnight, Friday to Saturday. Nighttime lows in the mid-50s. Saturday, partly sunny. Highs will range into the mid-60s. Sunday, mostly sunny, mid-60s in our extended outlook. Monday's looking fair, as is most of Tuesday. It'll be partly to mostly sunny daytime each day in the mid-60s. It looks like some rain arriving for Wednesday of next week. Recapping for today, mostly drizzle and fog and a few showers as our highs range into the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletier for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Steve Pelletier's Eye on Weather is brought to you on WVOX Worldwide by Entergy and the Indian Point Energy Center, right for New York.
Every day, New Yorkers depend upon the clean and reliable electricity provided by Indian Point. On an average day, Indian Point provides about a quarter of the electricity for New York City and Westchester at lower cost than other power plants and helps our efforts to improve air quality. You have a right to know the facts about Indian Point, because when talk turns to extending the licenses of these plants, we all need to remember how important Indian Point is to New York. For instance, did you know that without Indian Point's lower cost power, our electric rates would be much higher, and that an equivalent gas-fired power plant would pour millions of tons of pollutants a year into the air we breathe, and that the independent experts in charge of New York's electric grid have said that the city could face rolling blackouts without Indian Point. I'm Teresa Motko, and I'm an engineer here at Indian Point, and my family and I live in the area. All of us have a right to know why Indian Point is right for New York. Visit rightfornewyork.com for answers.
Hello, New York. This is Bill O'Shaughnessy. Thank you. Thank you for joining us right here at 1460 and worldwide at WVOX.com. We welcome you and yours once more to America's great community station, WVOX, local and vocal, and yours.
Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Lebensold, your host for the series on the natural world education, and culture, and chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, October 13th, 2011, the 20th day of autumn. Things are shutting down in the natural world. The trees are closing off their photosynthetic process and tightening up to withstand the winter and make internal preparations for renewed growth in the spring. Next season, they will fruit and play host to birds migrating in. Perhaps the same yellow-crowned night herons we had on our street will return and raise another brood of chicks for our viewing pleasure. Days continue to shorten. Chill creeps into the breeze. The leaves display magnificently. Enjoy this autumn season. We have lost 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday, almost an hour since last we met 3 weeks ago. 57 minutes, actually, to be true. 57 minutes of lost daylight since our last program. That's 3 weeks. So it's over an hour a month at this point. The sun rose at 7:04 this morning. I watched it rise from my jog in Glen Allen Park. It will set at 6:18 this evening. We will have 11 hours and 14 minutes of daylight today. The moon will rise at 6:51 this evening. It will set at 8:35 tomorrow morning. We are 1 day past full moon. The next full phase is November 10th. Next high tides in New Rochelle at 12:19 p.m., which is about just a little over 2 hours. In Yonkers at 11:02 in less than 1 hour. Dobbs Ferry, 11:30. And in Tarrytown, 11:46. 11:19 a.m. So that's also in just over an hour. Those are our high tides for today. Pretty soon, the boats will all be up on dry dock. So tides will mean less, but still, it happens. We have tides. Now, our regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives at war. May they live on in all of our hearts. Sergeant Nathan L. Wyrick, age 34, of Enumclaw, Washington. He was with the 10th Mountain Division, killed in combat in Kandahar Province on October 10th. All these provinces are Afghanistan, in case you were wondering. Specialist Ricardo Cerros, Jr., age 24, from Salinas, California. He was with the 75th Ranger Regiment, killed by small arms fire during a heavy firefight in Logar Province, October 8th. And let me just remind you that the Rangers are the strongest of the troops. They are all airborne. They're highly trained. Those are the best of our troops, the most highly trained of our troops and the most effective in combat. Captain Joshua S. Lawrence, age 29, of Nashville, Tennessee. He was with the 4th Infantry Division, one of two soldiers killed with a rocket-propelled grenade in Kandahar Province on October 8th. The other was Captain Drew E. Russell, age 25, of Scotts, Minnesota, from the 4th Infantry. Lance Corporal, Marine Lance Corporal. All Lance Corporals are Marines. That's the only branch of service that has Lance Corporals. Benjamin W. Schmidt, age 24, of San Antonio, Texas. He was with the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, was killed in combat in Helmand Province on October 6th. Local fellow, Private Danny Chen, age 19, from New York City, with the 25th Infantry. He died of a non-battle-related injury in Kandahar Province on October 3rd. Petty Officer 1st Class Caleb A. Nelson, age 26, of Omaha, Nebraska. He was a Navy SEAL assigned to an East Coast-based Naval Special Warfare Unit, killed by a roadside bomb on combat patrol in Zabul Province on October 1st. And again, the SEALs are comparable to Rangers in their way. They are also the most highly trained Navy personnel, and we are very fortunate to have them. And it's noteworthy when one is killed. We lose one of our very most highly trained and special soldiers. Of course, all of them are special, even the ones that are less highly trained, even the ones that are just privates in the Army or even in the National Guard who get recalled, all that. Everyone is special. Just the SEALs and the Rangers are highly trained and, as I said, the most effective in combat. These seven Americans were killed this month. 16 others were killed in September since our last broadcast. That's 23 who were killed since we last met. I don't have the, it's not necessary to call all names, just those most current. Over 7,000 coalition troops have been killed in the Iraq and Afghan wars, countless civilians, and many, many Iraqis and Afghanis. Please don't forget them. They deserve at least that for giving their lives so we can carry on our privileged lifestyles. Each death is a great loss to their families and to all Americans. May they live forever in our hearts, and may this feature come to an end in the near future, because there are no more deaths to report. Now it's time for the Culture Corner, my reviews of plays, movies, opera, ballet, museums, what have you. Keep in mind, these are my opinions, and you have the right to disagree with them, because everyone has the right to be wrong. First of all, we saw Motherhood Out Loud. It's not a play, actually. This is off-Broadway at 59 East 59 Theaters. It's good theater. They do some good stuff. Motherhood Out Loud is not actually a play, but a recital of essays for the most part. There is some interaction among the characters, but it is mostly monologues. Well written and well delivered. Not really this reviewer's cup of tea, but I have to say it was well done. There's a funny piece where a couple adopts a Chinese baby and the child wishes she had come from her adoptive mother's stomach. Touching, if anatomically incorrect. Another in which a mother's son likes dressing up in women's clothes, causing acceptance from some and chagrin from others. As in real life. A realistic portrayal of a mom getting to a certain age and dementia creeps in. All the feelings and controversy are from real life and ring true, as when a gay couple enlists the aid of a lesbian to carry a child for them, and we get a taste of high-tech adoption with a sense of humor as the two prospective male parents go to a clinic to extract their own sperm. That was kind of cute. We chuckle when another child wants a daddy and a poppy and feels deprived with only one male parent. How come I only have a daddy and a mommy? He has a daddy and a poppy. That was kind of a funny moment. It progresses through the years, ends with an interview with a great-grandmother. If you like this type of piece, you will like it. As I said, I'm not a fan of this kind of theater, but I wasn't bored. I did get a few laughs. The pieces rang true. Motherhood Out Loud is being performed at 59 East 59 Theaters. That's the address as well as the name. If it sounds like something you might enjoy, check them out. This is a cutting-edge theater, not afraid to take chances, which do sometimes backfire. I've seen some lemons at 59 East 59. But kudos for taking the risks. And our very own Westchester Broadway Theater. I hope we can get this in before the break. If not, we'll continue after the break. At the Westchester Broadway Theater, we have My Fair Lady playing now. And as reviewers, we sometimes feel compelled to find faults and shine light on those faults. Sometimes we can just compliment the venue for the good time it provides, regardless of the quality of an individual production. And so it is with the Westchester Broadway Theater in Elmsford. It's always worth the trip and the price and the time to come to this iconic Westchester Theater. And now that you've heard the disclaimer, the current production of My Fair Lady is actually great. The choreography is saucy, well-executed, and fit for Broadway. The principal roles, Henry Higgins and Eliza Doolittle, are wonderfully played by Tom Galantich and Jennifer Babiak. These two played together in last year's WBT production of Jekyll and Hyde. Both are Broadway veterans, both are great singers and actors, and the play, of course, My Fair Lady, is a gem. You will recognize such familiar Lerner and Lowe songs as I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, On the Street Where You Live, With a Little Bit of Luck, sorry about that, and I Could Have Danced All Night. A fine night out for sure. I would be remiss if I didn't mention yet again that the sound system needs work, but the show survives and surpasses the tech. One can only hope they address that issue, and one can only hope that everybody hearing this review will go to the WBT, that's the Westchester Broadway Theater in Elmsford, and catch this play, then make it a regular destination. Always a good time and a good meal, always like hanging with good friends. And we got it in before the break. This is Bob Levensold. We are broadcasting from AM 1460 in New Rochelle.
with business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour. Here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD2.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street starting off the day in the red. Disappointing earnings from J.P. Morgan weighing on the markets. Plus, soft economic data out of China also taking a toll as it heightens concerns about a slowing global economy. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 105 points. Fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week, but jobless claims remain above that 400,000 level, a sign the labor market remains weak. 404,000 people filed for first-time jobless benefits. That's down slightly from the prior week and lower than the estimate. Claims have historically dropped near the 300,000 mark in periods of rapid economic growth. And the trade deficit narrowed slightly in August. It came in at $45.61 billion. That's the lowest gap in 4 months, but still below Wall Street's estimates. And the gap with China hit a record high. A higher deficit acts as a drag on economic growth because it means fewer jobs for American workers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
At home.
Kind of gets you going in the morning.
At work.
It's on all day here.
In the car.
Every afternoon on the drive home.
We're everywhere you are.
Thank you for being there.
WVOX Worldwide.
WVOX.
Okay, we are back. The break caught me, kind of. And as I listen to my voice in these headphones, you probably don't even know this is Bob Lovensoul because my voice is just so challenged from recent colds and coughing and all that. But here we are, actually. Okay, now I have an editorial I'd like to read for you before I introduce Mr. Radinsky, who I trust. Debbie, is he on the phone with us? Okay, good. He's holding. This is kind of a plea for sanity. I don't get much of it when I listen to political debates, not from the candidates, not from partisan voters. You speak to Republicans and all they can do is say anybody but Obama. And then they echo the party line. Speak to Democrats and they say Obama over anybody, and then they echo the party line. And liberals and conservatives are even worse. We need some sanity. First of all, what is it about the mind of rank and file Republicans that when Republican candidates talk about raising taxes, they think they're speaking about them? Why not just listen to the words of the president? Listen, people earning over $250,000 a year will see an increase in their taxes, and millionaires will pay more. That is a very tiny percentage of working people, yet rank-and-file Republican voters hear the phrase tax increase, and they imagine the IRS picking their pockets. Most of you listening to this radio station would actually get tax breaks, but when you hear tax increases to pay for stuff that's, you know, either necessary or not, open for discussion, you get all freaked out, like, oh, they're going to take my money. They're not. They're not going to take it. And if you are making over $250,000, or if you are a millionaire, good for you. I'm very glad that you had such success. Nobody wants to take all your money. Nobody wants to take your success. Keep most of it. Enjoy it. Have the nicer cars. Have the better house. Have housekeepers. Go out more often. Eat in better restaurants. Enjoy your money. But pay a little more, that's all. Now, most of you listening to this show don't make over $250,000. I'll bet that a year. And this will not affect you. So when they say tax increase, oh, tax increase, please give me a break. They're not talking to you. You will get a break. Don't vote against your own self-interest, at least. Also, rank-and-file people buy the notion that the health care bill is totally wrong and healthcare should continue to be in the hands of the private sector. Then there are the knee-jerk Democrats, on the other hand, who feel that Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security cannot be touched, that the new healthcare bill is just the start of a much greater government presence in healthcare. That's not true either. You have to put Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security on the table, everything. You have to look at where the waste is and cut that, of course, but leave the good stuff. So what's to be done? Well, firstly, spending, all spending should be on the table. All entitlement programs, like the aforementioned Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, should be looked at. Military spending, energy policy, immigration, everything should be open to discussion. And of course, jobs are at issue. Drilling for oil creates jobs, but it destroys environment. That's Rick Perry's only. He's a one-song pony. Drill for oil. Increase our domestic oil drilling, our whatever it is. I can't even find words to describe such a silly thing. That will create jobs. Sure, it will, but it's a benighted idea. Cutting trees also. The lumber industry creates jobs, but it destroys habitat. What happens when all the trees are gone? Then what? Now, subsidizing banks and corporations also saves jobs. If you let GM or Ford go bankrupt, the jobs get lost. Now, I don't think that we should necessarily bail out big corporations. Some can go out. Too big to fail is not a mantra I believe in. But certain of them that employ thousands and thousands of people, you really don't want to lose all those jobs. So we have complex issues. Why don't we discuss them? Because America itself is leaning toward bankruptcy, and I don't just mean money and morally and sanity. Our politicians have so brainwashed so many voters that intelligent debate is dead. How did this great country come to that? It seems obvious to me that the way to get the economy going, excuse me? Good, I know that. It seems obvious to me that the way to get the economy going is to put money in the hands of those who will spend it, the middle and working classes, not the wealthy. Business will pick up when the people who are struggling have money to go to restaurants, movies, and theater, to buy clothes, cars, and furniture. Tax cuts to the wealthy, which is the Reagan-Bush trickle-down nonsense, you aren't stimulating spending at all. Now, I'm not an economist. I believe it was Milton Friedman who said, if you lay all the economists in the world end to end, that would be a good thing. He surely did say if you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert in 5 years, there'd be a shortage of sand. Also, nothing is so permanent as a temporary government program, and only government can take perfectly good paper, cover it with perfectly good ink, and make the combination worthless. So, a little rational thinking, everything on the table, cut the nonsense out of spending, tax the wealthy, tax breaks to you and me. The wealthy will be fine. And while we're at it, put the needs of the Palestinians alongside the needs of the Israelis and come up with a solution that is best for everyone. No finger pointing. Arabs are not evil and Jews are not angelic. They are all people. We are all people. And we should be better than all these partisan politics. After all, we are Americans. Okay, I'd like to introduce Daniel Radinsky. We're running a little later, so he will join us again after the 10:30 break. Daniel Radinsky with the Sadkin Complex. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Sorry to keep you waiting. Your program, your company is a weight loss program. I know that obesity, there is no state in the union of our 50 states that has fewer than a 20% obesity rate. So this is a huge problem. Now, the three things that all weight loss programs stress are diet, exercise, and behavior change. In what way is yours unique? In what way, or is it just that there are many people that are doing good work and you're also doing good work? Start telling us that. We'll take the break, and then you'll come back with us after the break.
Well, Bob, there is a lot of very good programs out there. You mentioned weight loss. Most of the programs that deal with weight loss are diets. The unique aspect about us is that we're not diet at all. We are a hunger management program, which is done through our patented method of acupressure. Go to the source of obesity, which is hunger. And hunger is stored where? In the brain. So by helping the brain recognize foods that you eat and the quantities that you eat in a different way, we achieve what you just mentioned. One of the biggest aspects of our program is the behavioral modification, which we believe is the most important part.
Okay, now let me just cut you there. We're going to have to take a break, but I will invite you to hold. And after the break, we'll bring you back. Okay, Daniel?
Okay.
Okay, that's very good. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460 in New Rochelle, New York. If you're listening in Clarksville, Clarksboro, New Jersey, Lumberton, Texas, Velda Village, Missouri, Tucker, Georgia, Davison, Michigan, or Wellington, New Zealand, you have logged on to www.wvox.com and you are listening live. I am Bob Lebensold. This is Environmentally Sound. Daniel Radinsky is on the telephone. And Randy Borntraeger will be with us in a bit. We will be right back.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. One survivor of yesterday's shooting at a hair salon in Southern California is improving, but still in critical condition. Eight people were killed in the attack. Others who live in the Tony, L.A. suburb of Seal Beach are at a loss.
I'm in shock right now because one of my friends was, I've known her for 25 years. She's a wonderful person.
Police say the gunman was 42-year-old Scott Decry.
Witnesses say Decry walked into the salon and opened fire, that his ex-wife, Michelle, was the target as the two battled over custody of their son. Police arrested Decry about a half a mile from the scene. They say he was very cooperative, even telling them that he had weapons in his vehicle.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal in Los Angeles. A protester at a Senate hearing where Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is testifying on the future of the U.S. military. A number of demonstrators have been taken out of the hearing room. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Attention, music of your lifers. Now is the time to protect your savings against rising inflation. Did you know the real rate of inflation is nearly 10% over the last year? Not the 2% that the government pretends. Sad but true, the coming inflationary cycle will soon drag the value of your earnings, your savings, your assets down dramatically. The skyrocketing cost of living could push gold prices well over $2,000 an ounce and silver over $100 an ounce. The good news is that Swiss America has identified areas of the metals market that are extremely attractive now. Call Swiss America. Learn how to win the inflation war using their proven diversification strategy at 800-630-1491. That's 800-630-1491. Ask for their free Battling Inflation Information Kit with a white paper and DVD. Call 800-630-1491. 800-630-1491. Again, 800-630-1491 today.
Attention high school seniors and undergraduate college students interested in a career in radio broadcasting. Would you like to intern this year at WVOX? If a career in broadcasting sounds interesting to you, call Don Stevens at 914-636-1460 or stop by our offices in New Rochelle at One Broadcast Forum, just off Fifth Avenue, to fill out an application. My name is Alessandro Gazzola, a senior at the Thornton Donovan School, and I am presently interning at WVOX. So far, in a short period of time, I've learned to do audio production, write radio copy, and even get my voice on the air. That's why you're hearing me right now. That number again to call Don Stevens is 914-636-1460.
Politics for a younger generation.
Back in my fraternity days, we had a name for people like that. We called them.
Tune in to The Rob Rennie Show, now in prime time, every Friday at 5 p.m. What better way to kick off the weekend than listening to Rob on the drive home? The Rob Rennie Show, Fridays at 5 on AM 1460 WVOX and worldwide at WVOX.com. And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Our weather forecast for your Thursday, it's the 13th day of October. Look for cloudy weather. There'll be some patchy fog and a little bit of light rain, mostly drizzle today. Our high temperatures will range into the upper 60s. The possibility of some showers tonight, probably after midnight. Nighttime lows down to the lower 60s, and showers are likely on Friday. Even the chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon and early evening. Highs tomorrow, mid-70s, lows at night, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms back into the mid-50s. But the weather improves for the weekend, partly sunny on Saturday, mid-60s, west winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. And on Sunday, mostly sunny in the mid-60s as well. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
This is America's great community radio station.
Really seems to be in touch with the heartbeat of the city.
AM 1460 WVOX.
And we are back. On the phone with us is Daniel Radinsky, and he is telling us about his weight loss program. And the unique part about it is this is acupressure. Are you with me, Daniel?
How are you?
Okay. Why don't you tell our listeners in the couple of minutes we have what acupressure actually is?
Well, there's different forms of acupressure. The difference is basic. Acupuncture and acupressure pretty much achieve the same thing. The difference is one is invasive, the other one is non-invasive. So acupressure is a bit more convenient and just as effective as the acupuncture.
Now, from your website, you also do have products that you offer, health products. What are they about?
Yes, those products are not the main line, the main point of the program. Those products are offered to our clientele. They have a choice of whether using them or not, but we, along with the program, we supply our clients with the vitamins, with the herbs, with the teas, with the soups, everything that helps them with their detoxification process. And note that I said the word detoxification, because we strongly believe that detoxifying your body is a lot more effective than just dieting, because dieting is short-term. You go through a diet, but when you go back to regular eating, you start gaining the weight back.
Gotcha.
The way to do it correctly is to get into pure natural self-detoxification of your body, through which you will achieve effective weight loss that you can keep off for years.
So acupressure actually teaches the body or controls hunger. Is that that's what you're saying?
That's pretty much the case, because what we do is we help our clients stimulate certain biologically treated points that produce certain electromagnetic signals that then stimulate the function of the organs. And we try to get these organs back on track the way they're meant to work, thus helping the body shed the weight naturally.
Very interesting. Now, how do people get in touch with you?
Oh, Bob, I'm actually your neighbor.
Really?
One of our offices is located, we have offices nationwide, but one of them is located right on White Plains.
Why don't you give us that contact information and the website? And
The website is www.sadkin, spelled S as Sam, A as Apple, D as David, K as Kevin, H as Harry, I as Inga, N as Nancy.com.
Sadkin.com, okay.
Sadkin.com, and if people want to get in touch with me, they can actually call me directly at my office at 914-328-7777. Again, the number is 914-328-7777. We have offices throughout the New York area and nationwide.
Okay, one more time. It's 914-328-7777. That's the Sadkin complex. And acupressure is their main hunger control method. Okay, Daniel Radkin, thanks. We have to move along, but I appreciate you being here and educating us.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. Okay, my next guest is Randy Borntraeger, political director for People for the American Way, joining us from Washington, D.C. Welcome, Randy Borntraeger.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. It's a pleasure. Sorry, we're running a little late, but we'll just get it all in a concentrated way. What's the weather like in D.C. today?
It is rainy.
Really?
So we're experiencing some of the bad weather here. So
well, that's good weather, actually. Those of us who like rain, I wish we had more rain, but it's kind of overcast here. And there are people who consider me crazy for many reasons. One of them that I like rain. Do you think I'm crazy because I like rain, Randy?
Rain is fine. We need it, right?
Besides the need, I just enjoy it. It's wonderful to walk and jog in the rain. Bright sunshine is a little oppressive to me, but that's just me. Like I say, some people think I'm crazy. you are the political director of People for the American Way.
Yeah.
The two things that are most current right now, to my mind, are the Wall Street protesters.
Right.
What is it? Occupy Wall Street. And the Republican debates and their search for a nominee. They don't seem to like anyone. So some people say, well, anyone but Obama. ABO, that's their mantra. Whoever it is, they're going to vote for them. That seems a little strange. So tell us, take whichever topic you like, either the Republican nomination or the Occupy Wall Street movement, and start talking about that. And then we're going to take a break in about 5 minutes. And just start wherever you want to start, Randy.
Well, I you know, the Occupy Wall Street movement is, you know, something that began as a small protest in New York City that basically shows Americans' frustrations with Wall Street and big corporations. And really, it's now spreading across the country. It was just an Occupy Wall Street event in Columbus, Ohio, that's my kind of home state. And, you know, a lot of the Republicans, like House Majority Leader Cantor and some of the right-wing media, are downplaying and deriding some of this movement. But really, it's made up of Americans. We're seeing people from all walks of life, from the unemployed to airline pilots.
George Will, did you read his column this morning?
I didn't get a chance.
Okay, he says, we hope that that they get much publicity and they keep on going. He thinks it's a bad thing for the liberal side. He thinks it'll show them up for being wrong about issues. What do you say about that?
I think he's probably in the cloud somewhere. I mean, we're working families and millions of Americans, you know, can't find decent jobs. They're falling behind, and the divide between the richest and the poorest Americans is about as bad as some of the, like, third world countries and some of the countries with really bad. I'm talking Rwanda and Serbia and some other countries like that. So, yeah. You know, our leaders should represent us, not the richest and most privileged of a society that is one percenters. And I think that's the core message. Sure, when you have a leaderless movement, when you have something that kind of bubbles up from frustration over a course of a year, when you have the evidence that the Republican politicians would rather see the president fail than put Americans back to work,
exactly.
You're going to have some messaging issues where there's not one voice, but what you're hearing is a million voices. And I think that just as the Democrats maybe overlooked the Tea Party and its creation, certainly George Will can have his opinion on you know, trying to denigrate the what's happening here. But it's something I think that is a good thing.
Now, on the other side of that, let me just interject. Also in this morning's Washington Post by E.J. Dionne Jr., I presume you read his columns.
Yes.
I'll just read a little bit from him. He says, those who have plenty of capital to invest are holding back because consumers don't have enough cash. But let's not give potential middle-class buyers jobs and money to spend. No, let's heap yet more resources onto investors. And that's, of course, he's saying that tongue-in-cheek, but I have to agree.
Kind of the Buffett role there and some of the other things. I mean, you know, one of the smartest investors in history, Warren Buffett, is you know, taking a view that wouldn't benefit him, but he understands that, you know, you have these capital gain taxes of 15%, and his secretary is paying a higher rate than he is. You know, it's ridiculous. And
well, it would actually
that suffering.
It would actually benefit him because it would benefit the economy, but he would pay more in taxes. Yeah. What is the disconnect between rational thought and the Republican Party? Is it just the rich guys want to retain power, want to keep as much money as they can? They're too stupid to realize that a healthy economy benefits everybody. Or is it racism? Is it that we don't want to have a black president? What combination is all that?
Well, I don't know how much that race has an issue just because, you know, Herman Cain is now leading the Republican primary field. But, you know, there's basically three stools of the Republican Party, and I think that the Tea Party has kind of marched off in one direction and taken the rest with it. You know, you have your kind of money men and the Republican Party, primarily based in New York. You have your intellectual kind of elitist type of Heritage Foundation folks in Washington, and then you have the activists themselves.
Randy, I'm going to cut you off. Hold that thought.
Okay.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. You're listening to AM 1460 WVOX in New Rochelle, New York. If you're listening in Plymouth, Massachusetts, Valrico, Florida, Vanore, Tennessee, American Canyon, Dana Point, or San Bernardino, California, San Juan, Puerto Rico, San Antonio, New Mexico, or Milan, Italy, you have logged on to www.wvox.com. You are listening live. I am Bob Levenshold. My guest is Randy Borntraeger of People for the American Way, and we will be right back.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Investigators are trying to piece together more information about the man arrested for what may be the worst shooting in Orange County, California history.
Witnesses say Scott DeCry walked into the salon in Seal Beach yesterday and opened fire, targeting his ex-wife, Michelle. Police won't confirm a motive, but court records indicate he was involved in a custody dispute over his son.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal, according to a witness,
he looked as though he was either drunk or on drugs, kind of just out of it a little bit.
Police spotted him a half mile away from the salon. He was apparently wearing a protective vest, and while being arrested, told police that he had multiple weapons inside his vehicle.
Eight people are dead. Stocks opening lower after a report showing first-time unemployment claims last week down just slightly from the week before. And welcome news for millions of BlackBerry users. Research in Motion says that services are now fully restored. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Attention! Caribbean Cruise Line is giving away free cruises to the first 500 callers that register in your area. So get ready to write this number down and act fast. We know that the best type of traveler is a repeat guest, and we're so committed to this philosophy that we're giving away free cruises to prove it. That's right, a free cruise to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, a full spa, casino, live entertainment, three kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Come see why we were recently named the best new Bahamas getaway cruise by Porthole Magazine. We're so sure you'll enjoy yourself and become a repeat customer that we're giving you this free cruise vacation for free. There's no catch. You're simply responsible for a small port fee, and your cruise is free. Just call 800-459-6614. That's 800-459-6614. It's over a $500 value, and it's yours free. So call now, 800-459-6614. That's 800-459-6614.
Hello, friend. Pat Boone here to talk to the 50 million adults in the U.S. who suffer from arthritis and anybody who has back, joint, or muscle pain. Let me explain to you how a Safe Step walk-in tub can help you reduce your pain and have you feeling great. This tub offers incredible therapeutic relief for all kinds of aches, pains, and stress with carefully engineered dual hydro massage jets specially targeted to sore muscles and joints in your legs and lower back. A Safe Step walk-in tub means independence for people with limited mobility and has more standard features than any other tub. Safety never felt so good with the built-in support bar and the safer less than 4-inch step-up, so you barely have to lift your feet to get in. Made right here in the USA, installation is included. They come with a lifetime warranty. So take your first step toward feeling great and stay in the home you love. Call 800-405-4040 now for more information and to learn about our senior citizen discounts. 800-405-4040.
We're making the workday fun.
Just fun to listen to.
AM 1460, WVOX, New Rochelle, and WVOX Worldwide.
WVOX.
Okay, we are back. You're listening to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Levenshold. On the phone with me from Washington, D.C. is Randy Borntraeger, political director of People for the American Way. Randy, we were a little rushed before, so why don't you repeat these the three points of view that you were talking about among the Republicans? Randy, are you there?
You know, the whole point here is that the Tea Party has marched the Republicans to way to the right, and I think the rationality has gone along with it, with the Tea Party recession in many ways, and you know I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing some of the kind of irrationality coming out of the right. The crop of folks we got in the Congress in 2010 was certainly let's say less than intellectually honest on the economy and the reasons for the economic downturns. And I think that the Republican Party as a national party is paying its price, and I think you're also seeing that pull and tug from kind of the three stools of the Republican primary. It's affecting the presidential race as well.
Now, according to a poll today, Kaine is right. now on top in a certain poll. He is even preferable to Romney, who was seen as the invincible. Also, I mean, this is all just jumping off really quickly. And today's paper says that Romney is the inevitable candidate, and yet the poll, I'm not sure which poll, but it's on Fox News, so it's something. They say Kane is on the top spot. Would it be cool if there were two black guys running for president against each other and white voters had no choice? Would that be really cool?
Well, I'm sure that would also be historic. You know, that there was an NBC
historic, of course.
Journal poll that did show that Herman Cain leading Mitt Romney 27-23 with Perry at 16%. You know, the point that I was making earlier of the, you know, there's this the activists and the people that are knocking on doors and those type of folks still haven't come up with who they want. The intellectuals, the think tanks don't buy into Mitt Romney. I mean, this is a guy that basically will lie to you, will tell you anything you want to hear in his pursuit of his singular goal of to be president of the United States. I mean, he's more than a flip-flopper. He's basically just being dishonest.
Well, he's a whore is actually what he is. He pioneered a health care program in Massachusetts when he was governor, which Obama, I believe, patterned the national care on. He thought it was such a good idea, and now Romney says, oh, well, that sucks, right?
Oh, right, and it is. There's a great website. I think it's whichmitt.com or something that has plenty of these. But he's actually video of his words. I mean, his stunning lack of clarity on his issues is just amazing. But you know, this is a person that is known within the Republican primary. He has a very, very solid base of support. Yet he can't seem to run away with it. And so I think that means that, you know, if he's getting 23% in this latest poll, well, you know, that's 77% of the electorate that hasn't bought in. So this whole drumbeat that he is this presumptive nominee, while Herman Cain could be a boomlet, et cetera, I think it's way too early. We're 3 months away. A lot of things can happen.
Now, there have been several appealing candidates. Sarah Palin had her moment. Of course, she had to crash. Michelle Bachmann also is being seen for too radical. Chris Christie, however, seemed to be much more universal in his appeal. I found him refreshing, the way he spoke, and yet he decided not to run. What's behind that? And would he have had a chance if he'd stayed, if he'd decided to run?
I don't know. I think a lot of people love his style, but they haven't looked at what he actually believes. You know, at the end of the day, he's not running. But I think it does give Romney a little bit of extra credentials with some of those big funders in New York and New Jersey, et cetera. At the end of the day, this is the guy that, you know, basically is trying to end collective bargaining in New Jersey that is passing draconian budget cuts there. You know, at the end of the day, I wouldn't be proud with a Christie endorsement. But then again, I'm not running for the Republican nomination. But, you know, I think it certainly helps Mitt Romney. But, inside the Beltway, he's trying to paint this inevitability argument. I'm sure that helps. But at the end of the day, activists and those people in the early states are going to be what this comes down to.
So is there time for any other candidates to enter the Republican race? They don't seem to have a really unifying candidate at all. Even, as you say, Mitt Romney, who's was ahead until an hour ago, and now Cain is up, and I'm sure that'll go back and forth, and others could also enter that. But as you say, 70-something percent are not happy with the candidate. Well, of course, that they have nothing to be happy about. Is there time, however, if some other appealing candidate were to jump in, would they embrace him? And is there time to build the organization? Or do you not need an organization? What do you need? Is there time?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's kind of inside baseball. But the way that the Republican primaries used to work is that it was winner take all. So therefore, if you win in an early state, you get all those delegates. Now the early states have to split those up by area. It's more of a proportional representation system, which Democrats have been using for quite a while. And I think that really throws off their electoral math. So you could have somebody getting 20% of the vote in one of their early primary states, and then getting 20% of those delegates. And so that's going to cause, those people that are running in over 10% of the polls, to stay in a little bit longer. And so that could cause a little bit of problem for a front runner like Mitt Romney or some of the, and help some of those other marginal candidates gain their feet. So I don't think it's too late. I think we're probably not going to see a lot more entrants, but there still is a search out there. There's certainly a lot of people that no one is paying attention to, the John Huntsmans of the world. Even Newt Gingrich had some interesting and awful things to say in the last week. But there's some time for a little bit of more movement. I just don't buy into the thing that this is Mitt Romney's, and you have 77% of the people.
So who that don't like do you have a horse that you would bet on in this race?
I would bet on Barack Obama being reelected. That's my horse. Yes.
Okay, but how about the Republican Party?
I don't know. I don't pretend to really understand the mind of a Tea Party activist, and I hope never to understand that mind. So.
But we must try to, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. You have to try to understand them. A professor of mine once said, you can tell a schizophrenic, you can communicate with a schizophrenic, but you can hardly understand. So you have to really try. But if you try, you can at least see how they get to their conclusions, even though they may be, of course, crazy. They probably are, but you can understand. So I think it's important. Now, I personally don't really understand the electorate. I don't like to call them stupid, ignorant, but an aggressive ignorance where they hear the word tax increase and they go ballistic rather than say, well, tax increase for rich people is not a bad thing as long as the vast majority of Americans get a break. But a lot of people, I guess on both sides of the aisle, but I presume it's mostly Republicans, when they hear tax increase, they say, oh, no tax increases. We're already paying enough. Why don't they get it? Why don't they listen? I mean, Obama has said, if you're making less than $250,000, don't worry about it. We're not talking to you. What is it? I don't get that.
All right. It's a disregard of understanding how to get ourselves out of the crisis. The idea of taking away huge tax giveaways for the most privileged of our society and giving the middle class jobs seems to fall on deaf ears. But there's more than that. There's this real interesting social dialogue they're having on the right as well. There's a variety of different threads that's running through. And at the end of the day, we have a Tea Party recession in many ways. The brinksmanship we've seen in Congress, the unwillingness to solve the big problems, it's unfortunate that we can't have more bipartisanship. But at the end of the day, that's what I think. Getting back to the Occupy Wall Street type protests, I think that what needs to happen is to crystallize that very message.
Okay, Randy Bornschreger, thank you very much for joining us. Political director with People for the American Way. Anybody who would like to have a little bit more or a lot more of this point of view, you can find them on the web, People for the American Way. I visited their offices in Washington. They're decent, they're hardworking, and I happen to agree with most of their points of view. And I hope we'll have you on again, Randy.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I'd like to thank Randy Bornschreger and Daniel Radinsky for joining us today. Obesity is epidemic. As I said, there's not a single state in the country with fewer than 20% obese population. Isn't that an interesting statistic? Every single state has at least 20% obese residents. And we're not just talking about people who have a few extra pounds that they'd like to take off. We're talking about obesity. And if you know it, if you want to know what that is, just look it up. It's a lot of extra weight. These debates are a sham, as is the campaign process. The debate is non-existent. It is a power play between special interests who do not have the best interests of we the people at heart. And that goes for both parties, the corporations and the wealthy, the unions and public employees. Where is the reasonable American debate? Where is the loyal opposition? Our thought for the week, Americans talk like Jeffersonians, but expect to be governed by Hamiltonians. Stay Stay tuned to WVOX, your quintessential community radio station, the flagship of Whitney Radio, and the best small station in the U.S. of A, says me. Next up, Howard Sturman, the Washington Monument of Broadcasters. I am Bob Lebensold, chronicler of the demise of Homo sapiens. Thank you very much for listening. Remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. You are here. It is now. Health and happiness to
amplify your voice.
Easy to work. Press talk.